17-year-old Jeremy Perez of Indianapolis admits he's not perfect.
I've been caught up in the system a couple of times. But besides that, really, I'm a hard-working, hands-on person.
Perez is one of many teens referred by the court system to Voices, a community outreach organization in Indianapolis. Director Brandon Randall says the day reporting program allows students to complete schoolwork, earn a GED, and build life skills.
Since we have started day reporting, we've served almost 400 students, and two-thirds of them had a gun charge.
Randall is worried about House Bill 1369, which would repeal a law requiring a permit to carry a handgun in Indiana. If the law passes, it only applies to people over 18, while creating a new offense, unlawful possession, for those under 18. Joel Winneke with the Indiana Public Defender Council says exceptions for possessing a handgun at home or at a firing range are not carved out in the new bill, and that can mean jail time for minors caught carrying a handgun.
Some of these children are living in the exact same neighborhoods, are, you know, dealing with very concerning circumstances, and they feel like they're not being protected by the adults in their neighborhood, and sometimes will resort to accessing firearms in order to protect themselves.
Representative McMurray, recognized to speak on your bill.
Weineke is also worried about another proposed bill that will require certain crimes juveniles are charged with be tried in adult court automatically. Another provision would extend the statute of limitations on child molestation. A child who may have committed the crime at the age of 14 could be charged in adult court after he or she turns 18.
Just an example, a 14-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girlfriend, and that's the dividing line for child molest, is the age between 13 and 14. So that 14-year-old boy and the 13-year-old girlfriend engage in conduct that would be fondling.
Weineke understands lawmakers are trying to look out for the best interests of children, but says the proposed legislation casts a wide net that could pose unintended consequences.
I don't think it's making this world safer by using this direct file concept and pushing these kids directly into adult court without taking a look at the individual circumstance of each case.
Weineke and Randall agree that allowing more juvenile crimes to be filed in adult court will hurt black and brown youth more than their white counterparts. In late 2019, the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute surveyed 139 juveniles under adult court supervision. 112 were direct file cases and 27 were waived, meaning a juvenile court passed the cases along to an adult court. Black juveniles comprised 66% of direct file cases, compared to 29% of white defendants. Black juveniles made up 70% of waivers to adult court, compared to 19% of white defendants. Randall worries that if the legislature passes laws that send more juvenile crimes to adult court, it'll prevent kids such as Perez from completing the Voices diversion program.
He wouldn't have been with us. He wouldn't have gotten his GED. He wouldn't have been able to be, successful in a variety of ways.
Perez says he's pursuing a career in the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning industry. He's also speaking to younger kids about his experiences in the system.
I want to talk to the kids. Okay. Tell them, like, you don't want to be in a position, like a messed up position with the system or anything. You still got a lot of growing to do.
For WFIU News, I'm Adam Pinsker.